My guest at this time is Federal Communications Commission Commissioner Brendan Carr. He joined us a couple of times last year as the debate heated up over whether or not the FCC would roll back the Obama-era net neutrality rules. The FCC has done that, and now that the reversal is about to be fully implemented here in the coming weeks, Senate Democrats have led the way with a little bit of help from Republicans to try and stop that from happening. The final vote on Wednesday was 52-47, with three Republicans joining the Democrats, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Susan Collins of Maine, and John Kennedy of Louisiana. So we'll get into their arguments and obviously get the commissioner's response. And, sir, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me again.
Well, the argument here, of course, from predominantly Democrats, but also three Republicans as well, is that the rollback here is going to allow internet service providers to arbitrarily speed up or slow down their service and potentially be able to charge people more for getting what they already have at a regular price. So what's your response to that?
Yeah, you know, this is a really interesting issue that obviously people on both sides of the political spectrum feel very passionate about. Unfortunately, it is a very detailed issue that gets lost in the 140 characters and the headlines. You know, by repealing the Obama-era rules, you know, we aren't opening up the world to some Mad Max version of the internet where ISPs now have free reign to dictate your online experience. What we're doing is going back to the same legal framework that was in place in 2015 and for the 20 years before that, where consumers were fully protected and we saw massive investments in our broadband infrastructure. So again, we're going back to that same regime. It's different than what you're hearing, which is, you know, now there's this new world in which ISPs can dictate your online experience. That's not the case.
So how is the internet right now different from the internet from when net neutrality was implemented?
So the 2015 rules went into effect, and right now they are still in effect, and they will officially no longer be in place at the beginning of next month. What we've seen principally is a pretty sharp decline in investment in the broadband space. I think it's important to remember this thing. Title II is the legal framework, this 1930s legal framework that the FCC applied for the first time in 2015 to the entire internet ecosystem. The net neutrality rules were specific principles that it then hung off of that large framework. The debate is really about this Title II framework, not really about the rules themselves. And the negative impacts we've seen in terms of investment is because of the broad Title II framework. If you get down to the nitty-gritty, talk about the rules, look, no blocking, no throttling, you know, no broken promises in terms of what you're getting. There's a tremendous amount of common ground there. I personally would be perfectly fine if Congress were to step in and adopt those types of specific rules. The problem we had at the FCC, the problem with the Obama-era approach, was we had to do this, turn ourselves into a pretzel, apply this entire 1930s regime for the purpose of trying to apply these rules. So it's important to draw that distinction between the rules, which really aren't that controversial, versus the Title II legal framework that is controversial.
Sir, you issued a statement yesterday, I believe in connection with the Senate vote, and part of it reads this. At the FCC, we are focused on policies that will deliver results, meaning better, faster, and cheaper internet access, as well as more choices and greater competition. You also say we are cutting billions of dollars worth of red tape that has been slowing broadband deployment. We are freeing up more spectrum for next-gen wireless broadband than any other country in the world, and we are promoting the deployment of broadband infrastructure from big cities to small towns. These policies, not multi-Pinocchio claims about the end of the internet, are being promoted in service of partisan politics, are the path to delivering more broadband for more Americans. The FCC will continue the serious work we are doing to put these policies in place. Why is there such a major misunderstanding on this issue from your perspective? Is it because people don't understand the issue or another reason?
You know, there is plenty of room for reasonable minds to disagree about this particular issue. I think, unfortunately, what we're seeing is a lot of, you know, by advocacy groups or otherwise, intentional misrepresentations about what this issue is about, purely for, and I think it's been stated publicly by others, for partisan electoral politics, that creating this furor over, you know, going back to the 2015 approach, the earlier Obama era approach, is somehow destroying the internet. I think that there's this view that that's going to gin up voters for the November elections. But again, I think if we can get past that, there's a lot of common ground about what the rules of the road should be. And if people are serious about putting these rules back in place, then let's put legislation on the table that focuses on the rules, not this CRA that we saw, which is a vote to try to put the entire Title II framework back in place. But again, I think, you know, largely a lot of this debate is very backwards looking. When you get out of D.C., what do you hear from consumers? You hear that they want better, faster, cheaper broadband. And there's work to do that. And it's not, you know, this debate over 1930s regulations, but how do we cut red tape to make it easier for more providers to get into this space so you can get multiple choices for high-speed access? How do we get network providers to expand into areas where they're not right now? There's real work that we're doing that's going to do that. So I'm actually optimistic, putting this net neutrality debate to the side, that consumers are going to get exactly what they want, which is better, faster, cheaper broadband, and that we are actually really making some serious progress towards that at the FCC.
What's your reaction then, sir, to the fact that these lawmakers are going after your decision in total as opposed to trying to draft legislation that would address some of these rules and concerns that you'd be perfectly fine with and enshrine that into law?
Yeah, it's a tough issue. There are Republicans in Congress that have already introduced standalone net neutrality bills, and they're not getting any traction in terms of a bipartisan group that will stand behind these bills. Unfortunately, there's been so much of this focus on trying to go back to this Title II framework when I think it's actually a pretty short putt. There's some work to be done, but a pretty short putt to trying to enshrine the actual rules that consumers care about into law. I think it would be great if we can find a way to get back to focusing on that, or like we're doing at the FCC, just focusing on the work ahead.
The House is not expected to take this up, but there's always the possibility of a discharge petition. They're doing that on some other issues over there in the last few weeks. So are you concerned at all that this might get more traction in the Congress, or do you think we've pretty much seen the last of it?
No, I'm not concerned, not at all. Again, I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, there's work that we need to do here that we're going to continue to do. And I'm pretty excited about it. We're at an interesting time from a technology perspective. We've got these new generation of low Earth orbit satellites, these 1,000 satellite constellations that people are investing in right now and potentially going to launch in the next couple years that could change the game for satellite broadband. We've got these new fixed wireless broadband applications, which could give you over-the-air gigabit speed, so we can see greater competition with cable. And we've got what's called 5G, this next generation of wireless broadband that's, again, going to be sort of gigabit-style speed. So I think, you know, in the not-too-distant future, these technologies and the regulatory work we're doing at the Commission right now to cut red tape and enable them is going to serve consumers. And so I'm really optimistic about where we're going in this space.
And you've already addressed this, but just to clarify as we exit here in the last 30 seconds, whether folks are logging in June 1st, July 1st, November 1st, or next year sometime, are they going to be able to tell that anything's changed on the internet?
No, they're going to continue to be fully protected. The one difference that we're hoping that they're going to see is that some of the decline in investment, hopefully we will see a reversal on that. But in terms of your day-to-day online experience, what you see the day these rules are removed is going to be identical to what you see the day before they were removed.
Very good. We'll certainly be watching as the policy takes effect June 1st. Commissioner Carr, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You bet. Commissioner Brendan Carr serves on the Federal Communications Commission. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.